now, number two of the program, you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. The latest on the Ed and Elaine Brown situation here in moments, but first to the phones. And to the fun to those callers that were so patient during the last interview, let's go to Robert in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Oh,
how you doing? We have Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Okay, you know, the story about the missiles accidentally flying over the United States?
Yes.
Okay, that's got to be the biggest load of bovine excrement that I ever heard.
You don't think that it happened?
Well, I worked in the military back in 79 to 83 in the P-3 squadrons up here at North and Northern California. We actually dealt with, from time to time, for test reasons, you know, because we actually did, only one time did we have to actually load a technical nuke or a tactical nuke. But they would do tests on them all the time. And so in order to get one of those things out of storage, even a test one, because it has to deal with the same sort of circuitry, people had to sign for it. Yeah. That includes the ordnance people. And then before flight takes off, any plane takes off, they do a pre-flight check. The pilot does one, the co-pilot does one, and the flight engineer does one.
Well, what is your explanation then? I mean, if you're saying that there are just too many checks in place that it was impossible for the U.S. military to fly a plane over the United States loaded with nuclear weapons on accident, what's your explanation for the story?
Well, you notice that this Friday that they're going to be standing down because of sort of what they say procedural problems.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. Who's standing down?
The Air Force. They're standing down all their bombers and fighters this weekend.
Okay.
I mean, this Friday.
What does that mean? They're just not going to fly them around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like they did during 9/11. They had a stand down or exercises in a lot of their operations for test or procedural problems that they were finding.
So the reason they're not flying around, you're saying, this weekend is because that they had this error, supposed error last week, which you're saying didn't actually even happen. What are you suggesting here? What are you getting at?
Well, I think they're either, it's like anything, when you want to get people all hyped up on something, you know, you give them these scenarios, you know, like Al-Qaeda's going to get us, and always constantly heighten our fear of something. So it's like, you know, either something might happen this weekend or they're setting this up for something in the future to happen.
So
just too many checks and balances for let these things just fly around.
So you're saying the story of the nukes didn't happen last week. That was all made up. They fired a guy because they wanted to make it look like it was real. And you're saying that this is they're just preparing for another false flag attack or something like that. Is that what you're getting at?
That's possibly, because why would they fire one guy when several would be involved in this? Planes just don't take off, you know, in the military. I mean, there's fueling requirements, pre-flight checks, post-flight checks, and the plane's got to be, you know, requisitioned and made sure that, you know, it is in flying capability.
Mm-hmm. So what would you recommend that the American public do?
Oh, well, hopefully those who are not prepared get prepared, at least for this future coming up.
How's that? AK-47s and solid gold Krugerrands?
Well, you know, food, but don't be fooled by what might be coming along. You know, again, like the last story, because on 9/11, when I woke up and turned on the TV and after I saw the first tower collapse, I already knew that it was a demo job.
Thanks for the opinion, Robert. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'm not here to debate that. I could care less. Again, who was behind 9/11? It, you know, whatever you want to believe is certainly fine with me. We've hashed it out enough over the past several days, so I'm just going to leave that one there. 800-259-9231, but interesting theory. Mm-hmm. He thinks something's going to happen this weekend. We'll see. Time will tell, right? Let's see. Continuing on, let's go to Sen in Kentucky. Sen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about the latest anti-marijuana propaganda.
Okay, please.
Have you seen abovetheinfluence.com/donors?
I think Mark was taking a look at it during the break. This is some sort of an anti-drug website.
Yeah, it's something to do with an old man in a pith helmet, and they're seeking out stoners in the mist.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell our listeners about it for those that have not seen it, which is probably 99% of them.
Well, they're going around this neighborhood to different, like, stoners' houses, and they're trying to, like, observe them in their natural habitat, you know, which is like somebody's couch. You know, they're trying to say that, like, you know, all marijuana smokers are jobless losers, you know.
Right.
You can be lumped in one collective category.
Yes, only and, some marijuana smokers are jobless losers.
Yeah, and the funny thing about this is that if you go to, like, any forum where they're talking about this, you'll find that this kind of propaganda has the opposite effect on just about every teenager that views it. In fact, I've seen people say on certain forums that the people that came up with these videos had to have been high when they made them. Because they're just that retarded.
I don't know about that, but I definitely understand your concern here, and that is that in the anti-drug propaganda, they are constantly painting marijuana smokers as being shiftless losers, and that's just not true. There are millions of Americans that are productive, responsible marijuana users, and so you're just saying that they're continuing to pump out the same old propaganda, trying to paint marijuana smokers with the same brush, and it's not fair.
Yeah, and I don't know if Above the Influence is a private organization or not, but I do think
they receive
government funding, and we can all agree that's wrong.
It's got ONDCP written all over it.
It's probably either the ONDCP or the Partnership for Drug-Free America. Either way, they're all tied in with the state.
Yeah, but, you know, with or without the government funding, you know, it's just, it doesn't work. It never has.
The anti-drug propaganda?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. They find that kids just laugh at it, and they just push it aside. It doesn't mean anything to them, which also means that the more serious drugs that they're trying to talk about also are the information on those is also shoved aside and ignored. So they're sort of, I don't know, cutting off their foot to spite. What's the phrase?
Cutting off your nose to spite your face. Shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks for the call, Zen. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Sounds like a laugh riot of a website, though. Above the Influence. I
suspect kids are probably getting stoned and going to watch it.
Probably right.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Okay, Carl's gone. So we're going to talk about the latest from the Ed Brown household. Now, the last time we brought up Ed Brown was after we had just gone and visited the household because they were having a nice little concert. Nice
mm-hmm.
little Saturday afternoon shindig. And Mark, you and I both went up and spent a little time there.
Yeah, the bratwurst was excellent.
And it was a good time, good group of people. Of course, Ed and Elaine Brown, in case you aren't aware, are a couple in their early 60s. They live here in New Hampshire, and they live in a little town called Plainfield. Elaine was a dentist. I say was because her life was torn apart by the U.S. federal government, who decided to come along and throw a bunch of conspiracy to commit money laundering charges, amongst other tax evasion charges, at these nice old people. Because these people had the courage to actually keep the money that they earned, and they dared not turn it over to the federal goons that were demanding it, in this case, the IRS. And so the feds brought them up on charges. They took them into a courtroom, and they railroaded them in this courtroom. And it was such a bad trial that Ed Brown decided that he didn't really want to go back to the courtroom because the judge basically, you know, another corrupt federal judge. And so Ed decided that he'd had enough of this garbage, and he was just going to stay at his house and live out his life, live out his remaining years. And if the feds decided they wanted to come after him to put him in a jail cell, Ed Brown made it very clear that he would shoot anyone who tried to come and take him away from his freedom. And so that's where it stands today. We're talking about something that happened a year ago.
They label what Ed Brown made as threats, and I don't know. Threats doesn't sound exactly like the right word to me. I mean, it's one thing to say, Mark, I'm going to come over to your house and beat you up. That kind of sounds like a threat.
That's a threat, yeah.
But the statement that if you come to my house and try to beat me up, I'm going to beat you up back.
Not a threat.
Not a threat.
No, that's just a promise.
Right. It doesn't bring the same to me, and that's what all he's said to the federal government.
Look, right.
If you try to come on my property and take me away to a jail cell, I'm going to shoot.
So we'll give you the latest on what's going on here. Also, one of the things that we're going to talk about is something that has actually come out from Elaine, because you normally hear Ed Brown talking about his viewpoints on taxes and the government and that sort of thing. And Ed's not the most eloquent of
speakers. Yeah, I don't know what to think about Ed, but I sure do like Elaine.
She's got some really good things to share, and we'll tell you what she has to say here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickles, CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Ed Wade.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over a quarter of a million posts to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
On the way here, going to give you an essay, a bit of an editorial, if you will, that was written by Ms. Elaine Brown, or Mrs., I suppose, Elaine Brown.
Yes.
We'll tell you about that here in a moment. But first, we're going to the amplifier line to Brian in Colorado, who I've decided to move up to the front of the pack because he's crippled. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
You have any good crippled jokes, Brian?
Yeah, that's right. I got all the crippled jokes. Hey, I just got my handicapped driving placard, even though I can't drive. I let my friends borrow it, you know, because I'm stuck here in the house.
Nice.
Hey, I don't want to talk about my illness here. I've talked about it before. Wear your seatbelt, even if you're in the back seat. That's
even if you're in a limo.
Methods.
Yes.
Even if you're in a limo. One of my neighbors found out that I was in an accident. He was wondering if I was in some pain, and he wanted to stop by with a device that he had in his house. And so he brought this by, and he told me a little bit about it. It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and it's for pain management. Now, I know Jerry Lewis has one of these things. They made a big deal about that a couple of years ago because he was suffering from horrible back pain because of all the stuff he did on TV. And it turns out that your body... your nerves can be deadened by this a certain frequency, and so you stick these electrodes on your spine or, you know, where the pain is, mm-hmm. and then they put this frequency out, and you know, it's miraculous results without any drugs. Well, this guy told me that this device doesn't do it that way because it's invasive. You don't have to, you know, you'd have to go in there and put these electrodes by the nerves and then bring it out through the skin, and there's infection and all this other, you know, mm-hmm. problems. And so this one instead, it's a new invention, actually a few years old. It's been approved by the FDA, so you know it's safe, right? Anyway, what it does is you put these pads on your body. There's four of them, and you put them in an X, and the center of the lines between the X drawn by these four things is where your pain is. And, right. and what it does is it sends a much higher frequency, a little bit different between the two, and so what's called the beat frequency, the frequency between these two, is where the actual healing occurs. It's a revolutionary device. It's just a microprocessor inside, you know, doing some fancy stuff. But he gave this thing to me, and it was miraculous. I mean, I put this thing in there, and all of a sudden, you know, no drugs, just the pain just goes away. Oh. And you have to set up these electrodes right. That's the tricky part, is getting them just right, and so the nexus inside your body, you know, in three dimensions, is right where it hits it.
What is this thing called, Brian?
The company is called Zynex, Zynex. And he told me a little bit more about it, and this is really an immigration story, guys.
Really?
Yeah, because the guy who invented this is my neighbor, who mm-hmm. just bought $1.5 or $2 million house up the hill. He came here about 10 years ago, immigrated to the U.S. with a couple of bucks and an idea.
Really?
He invented this thing, he patented it, started his company, took it public because he didn't want to take it public. But the problem was he was selling like gangbusters, but insurance companies paid for them because, you know, people don't pay for these things. Insurance companies do.
Mm-hmm.
And they took sometimes 3 years to pay. And so he basically went public to generate enough cash to be able to hold them over, you know, for the 3 years until the money starts coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So my neighbor immigrated here, and now he is, you know, an immigrant citizen, you know, one of those dirty immigrants,
right.
Making life a hell of a lot better for everybody that touches his products.
Wow, that's an amazing story. And what was it called again, Zynex?
Zynex is the name of the company, and it's a public company. You know, it's trading pretty low, so, you know, it might be a good thing to get in on, but I can't give investment advice.
So it, you've tried it, and it works for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. So you had no chance it's a placebo effect, huh? It's that good.
I'll tell you, I'll tell you in a few days, you know, I'll try it on different things and see if it works. You know, it could be a placebo. I mean, who knows? But there's been a lot of feedback from a lot of different people. Some of them are crazy.
Very cool. You sound excited about it, Brian.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, between that and all these rainforest herbs that Wayne hooked me up with, you know, I'm flying high without any narcotics.
Yeah, right on. That's the free market at work, though.
That's right.
Somebody had an idea, and a lot of the problems that we have, I think that we can innovate our way out of them with a true free market.
I think you're absolutely right about that. When you don't have to jump through all these government hoops, these products can make it to market sooner rather than 10 years down the line after people have already been in pain forever or possibly passed away. So, Brian, thanks for sharing that with us, and I hear you're coming up to the Liberty Forum coming up here in January.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. I'm going to be bringing at least one son.
Great. We'll see you then, and thanks for the call, dude.
Okay.
800-259-9231. I know the Liberty Forum, the Free State Project Liberty Forum, has been announced, and they're lining up speaker after speaker. I hear they're close to announcing their keynote speaker. It's supposed to be somebody pretty big and special.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we'll break it to you here as soon as we know. 800-259-9231. So Elaine Brown, the wife of Ed Brown. Ed? We've heard Ed before. He likes talking about taxes and the Illuminati and all these kinds of other crazy crackpot things. And Ed's a nice enough guy. I've met him in person a couple of times. I don't agree with all of his viewpoints, but I do agree that he should be left alone. He should be able to go out and earn a living for himself. In his case, he was an exterminator. And his wife, Elaine, a dentist, and they should be able to go out and earn a living for themselves and keep all the money they earn and decide for themselves how to spend it. That's where I'm in 100% agreement with Ed and Elaine Brown. So setting all of other Ed's issues aside, we've actually got an essay here from Elaine called In Pursuit of Liberty. And I was so impressed at how eloquent this lady is, I thought it absolutely had to be read on the air. So she starts out with a quote, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom. But the tumult soon subsides. Time makes more converts than reason." Unquote. In the opening paragraph of his Introduction to Common Sense, Thomas Paine makes the astute observation of human nature, makes this astute observation, "This has been proven to be so true in our experience. It pains the human heart. It challenges the human mind. It offends the psyche to be informed that our long-held beliefs are indeed erroneous. How could I not know? How could I be so easily misled? I have been made a fool of. These are not easy concepts for us to deal with."
No, who wants that?
"We've been comfortable in our beliefs, knowing that those in whom we've placed our trust have been worthy of that trust, that they would not intentionally misdirect us. To accept a differing truth, one at odds with those long held, places us in a quandary of doubt, confusion, and suspicion, conditions not easily accepted by mankind. It upsets our universe. What was once accepted as truth and order must now be eyed with concern rather than with comfort. It also requires that in order to seek truth and thus live in righteousness, we must take action, perhaps an action that's contrary to our nature. By nature, we all wish to be left alone. To live our lives in an expectation of peace and harmony, to do that which is right by our families, our neighbors, and our society. Doubt destroys that expectation, brings to our lives an uncertainty that is at odds with our inherent nature." So she's talking about here, she has more to say. She's talking about how we all start out in this box, got box that the government has created for us and put us into, and when you show people the reality about the government and many of the lies that it tells and that sort of thing, they don't want to see it. They want to stick their heads back in the sand. And Elaine is going to say, that's not what you should be doing. We'll look into this further. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your download and convenience. Go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Of course, the Free State Project, a movement of liberty lovers all moving to the same state. New Hampshire is the chosen state, and it happens to also be the home state of Ed and Elaine Brown, who, in case you haven't heard, are currently holed up in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They are living out their lives while they've been found guilty, allegedly, of some sort of tax evasion and money laundering charges in a federal court. And the federal government would very much like to take these nice old people and put them in a jail cell for the next 5 to 8 years. And Elaine and Ed, they're not really interested in going to jail because, well, they haven't hurt anyone. They haven't stolen anybody's money. They haven't taken anything. They haven't damaged any property. They haven't harmed anyone. But the federal government wants to lock them up to show the rest of America that they're serious about paying taxes and blah-blah-blah and so forth. And so basically, Ed and Elaine have said, you know what? You can come after us, but we're going to shoot you if you come after us. And so far, it's been almost a year now. I think it was in November of last year when they were first convicted in the federal court. So it's been almost an entire year, and they're still sitting in their house in Plainfield. Nothing has actually gone down. Nothing explicitly violent. The feds have sort of made some moves. They've flown a helicopter over fairly low, and the feds have been monitoring things and watching and keeping tabs on their supporters. But they haven't actually made a move on Ed and Elaine yet.
I think that may have just changed today. I've got a news story here that says that Four associates of tax evading couple arrested.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Really?
It's dated September the 12th, 2007, so it's and posted at 7:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Well, we'll look into that here because I'm surprised I hadn't heard anything before showtime on that.
Before showtime.
Oh, I thought you, oh, right, 7:17. Okay. Well, hold that, Mark. We'll get into it. Let me finish the article from Elaine. This nice old lady in her early 60s, former dentist, very, very demure, very, very quiet, just a sweet old lady. And so you don't really hear from her very much, but she has really some important things to say. She's talking about how when you open people's eyes to this, or when you introduce them to concepts that seem foreign to them, you know, the idea that, well, maybe the government isn't really here to protect you after all. You know, all these kinds of iconoclastic things, things we frequently talk about here on Free Talk Live, talking about how the government has pulled the wool over people's eyes. And she says that it's our human nature to reject these things, that it's comfortable to think what we've been taught to think, to follow the indoctrinated process that we've all been brought along in the government school system. She says that we who live our lives righteously find it difficult to conceive of those who do not, who would do us harm, who would deceive us, thus stealing from us that which is true. However, we must make the effort to be alert for those, to question what is put before us, to refuse to bend that which we know is wrong. Thomas Paine tells us above that we resist truth when it conflicts with our long-held beliefs, that we hang on to the old until time shows us otherwise. Reason can't enter until emotion is dealt with. Emotion will always win over reason. It will halt the reasoning process until the mind can open to the possibility. Thus, to be told that our beliefs are wrong brings forth emotions of betrayal, doubt, anger, suspicion, hurt. Our psyche refuses to believe that we could be so fooled. We're smarter than that. A natural response is to deny and to refuse to deal with the new. Simply put it out of our minds. But truth must always come forth in the end, no matter how long it takes. With time, emotion will fade, allowing reason to step in. Only then can cool-headed examination commence with an objective conclusion to truth. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance, so says Thomas Jefferson. We've failed in our vigilance for many decades. Being born in a free country has led us to know no other existence. Unlike those in so many other countries in this world, we have not felt the ravages, the hunger of war and oppression, the horror of despotism and the police state, where one's every action is dictated by the rulers, where the courts are oblivious to the concept of due process, and those who threaten the status quo of the dictators simply disappear. But where are we heading? What is happening to those freedoms that we've taken so for granted, assuming that once attained, freedom will always remain? I think that attitude can be summed up in the common American statement that, oh, it can't happen here. This is America. Well, looks like it might actually be happening here. She goes on. She says, we've slept, you and I. We've allowed our treasure to slip through our fingers while we dreamed of vacations and plasma TVs. We assumed that our public officials were doing the job we hired them to do, that they were acting in our best interest, and so we didn't have to pay attention to their doings. We know that they're the employees and we're the employers. They are the public servants and we are the masters. Don't we? Don't they? Thomas Jefferson told us that when government fears the people, there is freedom. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Let me ask you, do you fear your government? Before continuing, let me clarify. When I use the word government, I use it loosely and in the popular meaning of the word, because you and I are the government, she says, while they are the administration. Do you acquiesce to laws and regulations you feel are unjust because you fear what will happen to you if you do not? Do you refrain from speaking out against injustice out of fear of reprisal against you and your family? All good governments offer to its citizens the avenue for redress of grievances. The First Amendment to our Constitution claims it to be ours by right. But where is this redress available to us? For years, attempts have been made through the courts to access this right, to no avail. One can't even get the courts to admit that we are the master and they are the servants. Our country has been turned upside down. You and I are the sovereigns here, but our government would have us believe the opposite. They wish to give the orders and force compliance. They rule by the might is right law.
They certainly do.
At what point do we say enough? How long do we wait while our neighbors' lives, families, businesses, and homes are destroyed? Is your life still pleasing to you? Is your family still with you? Your business still functioning? Your home intact? If yes, you cannot judge those who have stood against tyranny, who have refused to bend to injustice, who have put it all on the line in the cause of liberty and justice. There are countless stories of those heroes who have so stood, many of whom have lost it all. Shame on all who have not stood with them, who drive around with their proud to be American bumper stickers while not having the faintest idea of what that phrase means. What does it take to be an American? Popularly, many think it means voting and paying your taxes. This could not be further from the truth. We're ordered in the Declaration of Independence to throw out the old government when it no longer functions to the betterment of the people. This is where we are today. We are in a country in which the government no longer serves the needs of the people. Indeed, this government insists that the people serve the government. It's past time for us all to come to the aid of our country while we still have one, specifically the one we want and thought we still had. Stand firm. Help your neighbor fight against injustice and tyranny. Stand for what is right and moral, for if you do not, tomorrow the tyrants might be at your door. Will your neighbor be able to help you then? Elaine Brown. I thought that was just excellent.
I think it's very good. It absolutely is. I don't think most people consider the government to be immoral or to be acting immoral.
Well, so many times...
They haven't thought about it.
Yes, and so many times in our life we're told that you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that and we do this and we do that without saying, well, why?
Exactly.
And when you start to examine why, well, you've talked about marriage, for example, marriage licenses, permission from the government to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they
exist?
Why do
you need that? Yeah.
Well, originally they started as permission for a white man to marry a non-white woman in the 1700s in Connecticut. That's the origin of a marriage license, and eventually now everybody gets them.
Exactly. So that's just it, Mark. Most people, they
Is that why they always ask your race on the marriage license? They ask mine, and I refuse to give my race in any time anyone asks.
Well, it's also for surveys and information, because that's what they do. They put it all on a computer, and they can slice and dice all the demographics. So that's why they do it.
I'm not really interested in their surveys.
Of course people take things for granted, Mark. I mean, they've been indoctrinated to believe that the government is necessary, to believe that what the government does is right and okay, but it's not true. All you have to do is just ask a series of very simple questions, and one of the most basic ones, and one of my favorites, is do you believe that any product or service should be provided at the point of a gun? If you do, well, then you're a psychopath. And if you don't, then you're on our side, and you're a voluntarist, and you believe that things should be done on a voluntary basis without the use of force, without the use of coercion, and then you just have to understand that government is force. There's no other way around that. More on the way, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats, and we've got Free Talk Live shirts and hoodies and all kinds of good stuff. Head on over to store.freetalklive.com and place your order. We'll give you the latest on the Brown situation, this breaking news that you mentioned, Mark. Just to clarify, Ed and Elaine have not been arrested, but some of their supporters have. So it looks like the feds are amping things up here. They're really kind of cranking up the intensity.
Well, there's supposed to be another party at the Browns' house this weekend.
This weekend.
They're trying to rain on the party.
I think you might be right about that. We'll give you the update probably coming up here in hour number three. In the meantime, we've got to go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I'm sorry to hear about the Browns. You know, I support them, and, you know, it's just I don't like what the government, you know, a lot of my friends I talked to, you know, recently in the past couple of days, including this new lawyer I'm hiring, thinks that the U.S. government acts like a bully. And a lot of people compare, you know, these governments, the way they force things on people, to a street thug, you know, the attitude.
And there's really not much of a difference. I mean, the only difference between a common street thug and the government is that, well, the government's a little, you know, their gang is bigger, and they fly flags in front of their offices, and they tend to wear suits more often than, than your common street thug.
And one works during the day, one works at night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Carl, any other thoughts?
No, I'm just hoping that, you know, Ed and Lane Brown, you know, just continue to stand up, and I hope this doesn't deter, you know, any of their supporters and try to, you know, this is some kind of intimidation to turn away their supporters.
That's definitely what it is, and thank you for the call, Carl. They are definitely trying to intimidate their supporters. I don't think Ed and Lane are going to back down ever.
I don't think they have the option at this point.
Those people are just amazingly courageous. Let's continue and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, Paula? Hi. Good evening, hon. Where were these people arrested at?
We're going to give you the details here in a little bit. Presumably nearby the Plainfield home.
That's
of
not so. Moniers said Gonzalez was arrested in Alice, Texas. Riley in Cohoes, New York. Gerard.
So they got him at home, huh?
Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and I guess Mo is Missouri. And Wolf is in Hartford, Vermont.
Okay.
Okay. So what we need to do is everybody needs to call the FBI. And
what the hell
is
that going
to
do,
illegal.
Paula? What is that going to do?
You tell them they have broke the law for arresting them when they haven't committed any crime.
Apparently the U.S. Marshals did the arresting in this particular case.
They're going to laugh at you.
Call the U.S. Marshals office in each one of those states?
Go right ahead,
Paula. And tell them
they
broke the law.
Great. And what's that going to do exactly?
Well, we will take you to court, and you will go to jail.
You can't do that. You can't take the feds to court. They have qualified immunity.
Yes,
they do. I'm telling you they do. They're going to laugh at you, Paula. You let me know how that goes, okay?
Well, all right. There's some other things we need to let you know.
Right.
You just found out that cholera has started in Iraq.
Cholera?
Yeah.
Yuck. Wow.
That means a lot of our guys are going to end up dying from this, too.
That's no fun.
Well, yeah, I know. But anyway.
I'll take your word for it, Paula, but thanks for the alert.
I thought cholera was a sexually transmitted disease. Am I wrong here?
Cholera is not a sexually transmitted disease. Paula, thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Also, anything that comes out of Paula's mouth, you know, it's questionable. But, hey, we'll take her word for it because I'm sure as I'm not going to dig around for that one. All right, so continuing with the phone calls, let's go to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Fred.
A little while ago, you read something about when government, you know, I got when government does this, you know. Anyway, I have another way of saying it. When the people support government, they control that government. But when the government supports the people, then the government controls the people, i.e. the welfare state.
It's true.
Just like the illegal Mexicans that are coming to this country. We could put a halt to the illegal Mexicans in this country so easily by eliminating the welfare state.
Absolutely what we should do. And I think we'd still have some people that would be illegal that would come across, but at the very least, they would just be here to work.
Right.
And we wouldn't
be here
have
to work,
support them.
Not to get welfare.
And also the foreign aid to the Mexican government doesn't help either.
Well, when you take... And you take the, you know, I said the Mexicans, you know, and in Mexico, there is virtually no welfare in Mexico. If you can't make a living, you starve to death.
So
in this country, you know, they can come up here, I'm talking about the government employees, but Milton Friedman says government should be no more than 10% of the gross national product. Right now, they're consuming over 52% of the gross national product.
It's outrageous.
Now, there's not enough taxpayers in this country to pay for all these good things supposedly government's doing for us.
Yeah. I don't think the government's doing anything good, personally.
Well, I agree, but I'm
not interested in paying
them
at all.
Facetious,
right.
Yeah.
There's only so much further this can go. There's only so much bigger the government can get. There's only so much more intrusive they can become before something
before the
hits
whole thing
the fan.
Breaks.
Yeah.
Well, socialism is collapsing all over the world. In Spain, for example, there were riots in the streets a few months back when the government said, okay, no more free college education. And as we know very well, nothing is free.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
So this is happening. You're going to see more and more collapses of these socialist systems throughout Europe and around the world.
As an example, earlier this week, they are talking about, I don't think they've implemented it yet, but they're talking about over in the United Kingdom, denying health care coverage, their wonderful free health care system, denying it to people that aren't living healthy lifestyles. So now, instead of being free for everybody, it's only going to be free, which of course we all know they're being paid through taxes, but it's only going to be available to a certain segment of the population.
Right.
The rest of these guys are going to be SOL.
Yeah, they're gonna have Twinkie demerits and stuff.
Yeah, but the money we're spending on the military right now, on this military complex and the whole military itself. Yeah, you know, this is how we broke Russia's back.
That's
we
right.
Outspent them militarily, and they just couldn't keep up with us.
That's right.
Now we're doing exactly the same thing they did in Russia.
Yeah,
you know, we're spending ourselves right into oblivion.
And, you know, the Russians, their government would have collapsed sooner, but the United States was sending grain to Russia and money for years. They would have collapsed probably in the 70s.
1974, I think we sent 100 million tons of wheat. They're having a bad drought.
Wow.
We totally depleted our wheat stocks. Mm-hmm. The price of bread went from 33 cents a loaf to $1 a loaf, and everything else skyrocketed along the same thing.
I remember
then
that.
Then we asked them for some of that wheat back. We had to buy it back. They wouldn't give it to us.
Unbelievable, Fred. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day, John.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I was reading an email, personal email, from Jim Babka earlier today. And he was talking about Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, by the way. It was just something he sent out to his personal list. It wasn't the DC Downsizer Dispatch. But he was talking about how his wife was at a discount grocery store recently, and she noticed that they were re-tagging. They had the entire crew out amongst the aisles re-tagging all kinds of merchandise. And she went by, she looked at it, and she picked up a gallon of iced tea, and she lifted up the price tag to see what was underneath it. It had been priced at $1.49, and the old price was 79 cents. So right there, they doubled the price.
Just about.
Of this gallon of iced tea, and Jim Babka is saying, you know, are we already seeing the trickle down from the billions that they've pumped into the economy, the money that the Federal Reserve has been printing out so quickly recently? Is it happening that quickly?
How much was it? $200 billion that they put into...
About that, the Fed, but then there was also pumping going on by the European Central Bank as well, and the Australian, and several other countries. So if you take them all and put them together, it was about $500 billion.
I mean, that's just tremendous.
In the course of about 2 weeks.
How long does it take things to trickle down? How long, I mean, from the time they spend that $200 billion or whatever, the trillion dollars, from the time they spend it to the time the prices start going up?
It depends on where they direct the money. If they direct it into the stock market, for example, it might take longer than if they were to put it someplace where people could get to it quicker.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can answer that question. It's difficult.
I mean, could it be as quick as a handful of weeks and as long as 6 months?
Absolutely.
I mean, what's the time frame, I guess?
I think that a handful of weeks and 6 months is probably pretty accurate.
Right. So maybe we're already seeing the initial
phase. Wages are the last thing to go up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you know something, too? By pumping all that money in, one good thing that it did in the short run is that people probably won't lose their houses as quickly. So they'll have a little more buying power to buy things like groceries, and it'll keep them in their houses longer, even though they probably can't afford the taxes or the future payments on it.
Didn't I hear something about the feds or George Bush wanting the mortgage companies to freeze their rates or something like that? To not use the adjustable rate mortgages, to just freeze it at a certain point, using some legislative decision to do that?
Well, yeah, I've heard him talk about it, but really what the banks are doing is they're tightening up now anyway. They're going back to the 20% down, you've got to have good credit, and 30-year fix, which is the most responsible type of mortgage to have. The problem is they blew this bubble up so voraciously that for a while there, in a lot of these areas, the only way someone could afford a house at these ridiculous prices was an adjustable rate mortgage.
And so it's all going to come crashing home soon.
Oh, it's bad.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Let's see. So Jake is on the line. We're going to talk to him about Mary Jane, apparently. Also, we'll give you the story, the full details on the four associates of Ed and Elaine Brown that have been taken into custody, have been arrested by the U.S. Marshals. That's all on the way, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about the fast food ban that we've been promising for days on this show. So, Mark, get that one ready. Hour three's on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.